Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A car bomb kills at least 26. Happened at a gathering of Taliban and Afghan armed forces in the eastern city of Nangarhar as soldiers and militants celebrated an unprecedented Eid al-Fitr ceasefire. Islamic State claimed responsibility while the Taliban had already denied involvement. The Iran-aligned Houthi movement is fighting to keep Saudi-led coalition forces from taking full control of the airport in the port city of Hodeidah, and an offensive the UN says could trigger a famine imperiling millions. Stephen Anderson is the World Food Program's country director in Yemen.
Any kind of blockage of the free flow of humanitarian food, also commercial stocks of particularly food and fuel, could have a major impact on people who are already highly vulnerable.
Hodeidah is a lifeline for Yemen, which imports 90% of its food, fuel, and medicines, 70% of which come from the city's ports. So far, 10,000 people have died in the fighting there. Spain's Coast Guard says it's rescued more than 930 migrants and recovered 4 dead bodies. That's happened in the last 2 days in the Mediterranean as the country prepares for the arrival of a rescue ship, which has become the heart of a major dispute within the European Union on how to handle the migration crisis. France has accepted an offer from Spain to take in hundreds of migrants after both Italy and its new government in Malta refused to let the ship to dock in their ports. After Malta refused, Spain offered to accept the migrants. This is VOA News.